Hey, welcome to Razzle Dazzle. Before anything, we just like to say, welcome back, we're in the studio again. But this is Razzle Dazzle, a podcast about video games and pop culture with an emphasis on the video games.
All right, it's Razzle Dazzle time. I'm your host, Jared.
And I'm Patrick.
And that's our sound guy, Joe.
Hello, I love it. I'm back here. I'm looking at my board. Oh, I love it. It's very complicated, but it's mine, and it's so beautiful.
There's nothing like the studio vibe.
Yeah,
nothing
no, this, like the studio. It's been how long? How many months? Since?
Four months?
March?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Dang. And we've been making it work, too.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
We've had some good episodes, too.
Oh, no, of course. That's, like, undeniable. But, I mean, like, technically-wise, us continuing on even through this pandemic, like, just shows how dedicated we are.
We want to be here. I want to do this. This is a fun podcast. And I want to talk about the things that I like talking about.
And
it's fun.
I have to note that we will be switching between in-studio and from-home recordings by release date.
That's true.
But in probably a month's time, it'll be all in the studio. So I apologize for any quality inconsistencies. We will resolve that.
We're in a pandemic. It's going to happen. You know? Like, thank you for sticking with us this long, you know? It's kind of surreal that we're back here. You know? It's nice being in this room again.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And they made it nicer, too.
Did they?
Things look a little, like, more organized, especially that
really?
Mess over there. Although nobody can really relate to that because they can't see it.
I mean, all these headphone cables were, like, everywhere.
That was a bit of a mess. But the general room just feels a little better. Maybe it's just because I miss the place so much.
Yeah, okay. All right. Nostalgic.
But anyway, we want to talk what we're playing.
Oh, my God.
Because I haven't been playing anything.
Really?
Although I've been playing a little bit of that one game, Outer Worlds.
That one.
Outer Worlds.
Outer Worlds. Hashtag sneak peek.
Yep.
Hashtag foreboding.
And I've been playing that game. So far, I've got a good opinion, and I'm saving my opinion for that beautiful future episode. But,
what? No,
I'm,
hold on a second. Nobody said anything.
I want to talk. I want to talk more about the other thing I'm doing, where I'm watching.
Spoilers.
I'm watching one of the biggest CS:GO majors, ESL Cologne, which so far has been going pretty spicy. My team got knocked out already. I'm sad. Rip phase. But
how
there's
far
been
did
some
you make
crazy
it?
Upsets. What?
How far did you make it?
Right before quarterfinals.
What does that
Damn.
Mean?
So
did you do good or bad?
Decent.
Fair.
But FaZe did a great job. They're going through roster changes and stuff. But now the teams that are playing right now, oh my gosh, everyone's sick. There's one play where the dude like flicks, and this is literally I can't. It's man, everyone's just so insane at the game once you reach a certain level, and it's great. What about you guys?
I haven't been playing much. I mean, I've just been on Mortal Kombat, just the minimum, so I keep my high rank. Keep that W rate up. Other than that, I've just been watching people play stuff, like the new game that's taken people by storm, which we're talking about later. But Jared, what have you been playing, my man?
Mainly, I've been playing a game that I've been wanting to play for a while. Like, I bought this game like last year with Banjo-Kazooie. I prioritized Banjo-Kazooie because that's when he came out, or they came out in Smash. So I was like, I'm going to 100% Banjo-Kazooie because of how much I love this game. And the other game that I bought was Xenogears. Now, that is the first Xeno... That's the first game in the Xeno series, including Xeno Saga and Xenoblade.
Oh.
So this is a precursor to all those games. Not necessarily connected. It's like different universe type stuff.
Kind of like Far Cry 3 to Far Cry 4, where you're dealing with a completely different story.
Not just story, but like
and
world.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Like Far Cry 3 is in like tropical islands, and Far Cry 4 is in like southeastern Asia, and Far Cry 5 is in northwestern United States.
I mean, it's more like Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow, and Pokemon Let's Go. You know?
Okay.
See, that's a great example. Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow, Leaf Green, and Fire Red, and Let's Go. Like, since this is three games, Xenogears, Xeno Saga, and Xenoblade are different, but they are kind of... Anyways, what I'm trying to say is...
Are you fallen for that game?
Hold on. What I'm trying to say is the same producer, the same director or whatever of the Xeno games started in Xenogears, and that's what I've been playing, especially since I completed Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. I'm still in that Xeno mode, you know? That's what I've been playing. That's the main thing I've been playing, but I've also been getting more into Street Fighter. So yeah. Okay. And yes, I have fallen for this game. Let's go with it. Let's start. Just do it.
He wants to get straight to the episode.
Just go.
So today we're talking about a game where you're a guy and you fall.
Are you a guy? I don't think they look very human.
You're a jelly bean.
I mean,
you're a jelly bean.
Games fall, guys. I like to think of guy as just another word for people, a person. So
they're jelly beans.
They're guys. They're fall guys. Beans. You're a little ball dude, jelly bean.
Yes.
In a little costume.
Yep.
And you run through a course.
Mm-hmm.
And you grab people.
Mm-hmm.
And you push people.
Mm-hmm.
And you play mini games.
Yeah,
it's a party game. Fall Guys.
It's a party.
If you haven't played it, it is literally a battle royale fall game. Party game.
This is the closest to Fortnite that we will ever talk about in this show.
I don't.
This is the closest. I'm not saying it's exactly like.
I love it. Here's the thing, right? Like, I was never really a big battle royale fan. I like team games. Like, that's my favorite. And then I like cooperative games or story games, stuff like that. But like, Fall Guys got a special place in my heart because it's a party game. I love party games. And then it's literally just getting, for me, the experience is getting really good at mini games so that then I can mess people up. I'm a griefer in the game.
You're a tryhard?
No, I'm not a tryhard. I'm a griefer. Where my whole plan is that, like, I'll play a game and like, if I feel like I get, like, second place in, like, a top 50 or top 40 move on, I'm like, all right, time to prevent as many people from having fun. So, like, on the Whirlywig level where you have the little propeller at the very last jump, I'm sitting there with my hands out grabbing people, dropping them.
You're a troll.
Yup.
Oh man.
It's so fun watching the new players just squirm their way around and you just grab them. I've lost a few times on purpose in order so that someone can't win because it's funny.
It's so
entertaining.
for those of you who don't know and understand things in layman's terms, like me, you know, not insulting anybody, but this is basically Wipeout. Remember that old show that came on Disney XD, that obstacle course? It was funny. This is basically Wipeout mixed with Mario Party, but it's a battle royale. That's what this is.
Wipeout Mario Party battle royale.
And it's surprisingly fast-paced.
Yep.
A lot of people are knocked out in round one.
Yeah.
A lot in round two. And then eventually you just get one to the top.
Yep.
And there's a final game. I don't remember exactly how many final
games
there
are. Isn't it all random?
Hexagon, which is my personal favorite of the whole thing.
Not Tail Tag, but the Tail Showdown or whatever the last one.
Tail Showdown.
There's Jump Showdown.
There's the obstacle course.
And there's Fall Mountain.
Fall Mountain.
Those are the four last ones.
Isn't like every stage random?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in one finals that you make it to, you could play Hexagon, and then the next finals you make it to, it could be
Fall Mountain. Everything.
Oh yeah, the entire game. So like you'll have like one game where you start and you're playing Seesaw and you go through the rest of the levels, and then you have one level where the first round you play is like a friggin' what's the spin one?
I don't know.
I wrote it down.
I just got here, dude. I just got here.
The one where you spin around, whatever. There's lots of games, and they're all very fun. My favorite is Slime Climb, because it's a true test of skill.
Mm-hmm.
Slime Climb?
Slime Climb.
Okay.
Slime Climb is a true test of skill, especially because of other people like me, who sit at the top of Slime Climb, the little slime mountain, grab people, and push them into wrecking balls. They get eliminated from the game. I get satisfaction of making someone leave, and I get closer to victory, and they have a bad time.
So this is a kind of timely episode, because literally, just as we were planning this, the season 2 announcement
right.
was made.
Oh, yeah. It was, as of this recording, this is a Friday, it got announced yesterday.
Yeah. I think it already dropped.
I don't know.
It already, The guy was already about, hey, season 2 is coming. I don't think we actually saw gameplay yet, but yes, season 2 is coming.
What does that even mean? What are these seasons? Like, what do they bring?
You get cosmetics.
That's it?
Yes. You get cosmetics, bro.
So this is like...
And new levels, I think.
Not like a whole lot of new levels. Maybe 1, 2, or 3.
Are you serious?
I'm sure. Like, new... Probably not new final levels. Probably new, like, beginning, middle... Levels?
Probably.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But they're throwing in new levels. They're throwing in new cosmetics, which is really what people want out of a season, let's be honest here. And new levels, actually. Fortnite. I want new levels. But, oh boy, dude. Oh boy. Some cosmetics I've made, some outfits I've made. I have been a boxing chicken. I have been a sneaky yellow ninja, if I'm on yellow team. I have been a dino with purple pants.
Course.
I have been a potted cactus. I've been plenty of things.
I always go for french fries.
French fries is a good one.
But if they added hot dog, I would get that.
Isn't there hot dog?
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't there a hot dog?
Damn, I need to get hot dog.
It's season one.
ASM.
It was the season one
possible.
Cosmetic.
Damn.
ASMD?
Yeah.
But I love the customization in this game because I get to be so many little things.
Hold on. Okay. I have a question. Why is that like the main reason why you love this game? What's the craze about it?
Any battle royale always has a sort of draw to it.
Sure.
Because in essence, less people can say they're good. Okay. So if you've ever won a game, that's how like the true testament of I'm good at this game, or at least how it is for casual people. It's like I've won.
I got
game.
First place this one time, so therefore I'm undefeated. Does
that
sound familiar?
There are some people who haven't won. Take for example the whole Twitter thing that went on with Tim the Tap Man and Fall Guys Twitter, where Tim the Tap Man could not win a Fall Guys game.
He
comes very comically close multiple times. He's been playing this game for like a week or 2 weeks. And then he finally got a win. Congrats to him.
But the entire
time, everyone's making fun of him because it's not really that hard to get a win in the game.
Mind you, this game released in August 4th.
Yes.
Are we still in August right now?
Yes, we are.
That was like a few weeks ago. What the heck? And already this has surged.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's so fun. It's so fun.
I think it's like having to do with the pandemic. There's nothing much. There's not a lot of things
coming out.
You know? So everybody's like, hey, what's this? Oh, really? Cool. Let's do it.
We'll be playing this well into 2021. I know that.
Have you noticed that a lot of like recent Battle Royale games have you falling into like a map?
Oh, that's
that's the whole thing.
I guess. Wait, no, but the new one, Hyperscape, I don't think you fall in, do you?
What?
Yeah, you do. Wait.
Have
any of you played Hyperscape? The Ubisoft Battle Royale.
Dude, I don't
know. Ubisoft made a Battle Royale, dude.
I'm not surprised.
I don't trust Ubisoft.
Everybody's making a Battle Royale. The only Battle Royale that I actually like is Tetris 99. gotten second place in that game like multiple times, and I still haven't gotten first. It's annoying, but I love it. Tetris.
I appreciate Fall Guys for one of two reasons.
Okay.
In that it's a twist on the Battle Royale thing. You're not shooting people.
Okay.
You're just kind of playing like mini games
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very fast paced.
It's a lot like a platformer, yeah.
It's not like a war of attrition.
True.
You just kind of go and try to screw other people if you're Patrick, and I just kind of leave them alone and go for myself.
Right.
Which hasn't worked for
me. It's also a goofy physics game.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves goofy physics games.
Sure.
I mean, the ones that kind of like got no, like the tiny indie physics games that like take off, like a Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. When that came out, lots of people were like just messing around with it, or at least it took off on like YouTube, stuff like that. But then like the one where it's like puzzles based off physics, it's I forget, but it's all these little Unity based, or I guess I don't know if Fall Guys is Unity based, but all these clunky physics games everyone loves. And then Fall Guys comes out, you got a bunch of clunky physics guys who run around, fall over. It's great. It's entertaining.
Something else I appreciate it is that it probably presents the new great achievement grind.
What?
There is an achievement in that game, I forget what it's called, to win 5 games in a row.
Yep.
Right.
In a row.
Nah,
which I don't think anyone has
four?
It yet.
For a completionist?
No, a lot of people have gotten it.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes...
A lot of people play a lot of this game, dude.
That must have taken, like... Wow. A lot of grinding.
For a completionist, these type of games are a nightmare. Because it's all random.
It's not random. It's skill, bro.
I mean, no. I mean, like, there's probably some achievements having to do with certain games, right?
Don't think so.
Kind of. It's stuff that, like, if you know what the achievement is, you can get it if you're good enough.
Okay, but what I'm saying is there's, like, a lot of them.
Yes?
Yeah.
How many are there?
Yeah.
I don't know how many.
Online games are hard to complete.
I haven't really paid attention to achievements. I just get happy whenever I get one.
You know?
When I got my first win and I saw a little Steam achievement, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm good at this game. I'm in the certifiable good at this game club.
How much is this game?
$20.
I think that price will decrease. I'm 97% positive.
I don't think it's going to decrease. I just think it'll have sales.
Yeah, it'll definitely have a lot of sales because it's a fad. It's already the most downloaded PlayStation Network game ever. And with the more seasons, though, I guess it'll be like Game of the Year edition.
Oh my god!
Having five or three seasons.
I mean, whatever. Who knows? Because there's also like Animal Crossing. Everyone said that would be like a fad thing.
Yeah, well,
it's still is anyone still playing it? Oh yeah, I'll go to work sometimes and I'll have like three different people just sitting there playing it. It's great, or not three, but like every now and then somebody brings their Switch and they're playing.
I would not personally like. I'm trying really hard not to hate on this game, or I'm not even trying to hate. I'm not trying to be negative, you know. But I would not pay $20 for this. I would pay like $15.
But what if it's like $10, $15? What if it's like 5 months down the road, they have a lot more maps, a lot more customization.
That's different. Yeah.
Well, in that case, it's kind of still the same thing because there's the promise that those levels will come in.
If it's just customizing your character and you're still playing the same games over and over again, and maybe they add like a handful, I don't think that's really worth it. Okay. I don't know. That's just me. I'm trying not to hate. I don't know. I think it's a really cute game. A really cute game, and I think it's a great game to play with your friends when like you're just hanging out and stuff, you know, just trying to shoot it, you know.
I understand, but I don't know. I feel like it's a great party game. I've played it with a group of three friends, and we help each other get dubs, and it was fun.
See, that's exactly what I mean. If playing something alone and then playing something with people, a group of great. You know, still I think great. I think that like. Contributes.
Playing alone is still great because I get to murder people.
There you go. There you have it. This game is great because you get to murder people.
This
you
game
heard
is
it here
great
first
because you get to murder people.
Anyways, I mean, if you like these type of games, if you want a game to just kill time, get this game. I think this is a great game for that type of stuff. You know?
Oh yeah, for sure. And if your friends are playing it, definitely play it.
Yeah.
Because
do it.
It's great.
I would pay $20 for it.
I would pay $20.
I haven't because I just use it for my PlayStation plug, and I don't think it's on Xbox. But I would.
I have it. It's great.
Well.
All right. And so I want to quickly dive into this game. This game is called Guess the Name of the Fall Guys Stage, where there's only three words as the hint.
Oh, my God.
So.
Okay.
It's going to be hard for me.
I don't even know all
I know
of
you
them.
Guys don't know all the names, so I'll allow if you kind of explain the concept of
okay.
the game.
Okay.
All right. First one, give people disease. Actually,
disease.
We have a really easy one. Keep that in mind, but we'll do the really easy one first. Because there's
timing.
Three different ones you can choose. Killed by spin.
Killed by spin. The helicopter one, the turbine one.
Yes. So Jump Club and Jump Showdown qualify. Special bonus points. Anybody know the other one that you can get killed by spin?
Whirly Jig?
Yes, Whirly Jig. Whirly Gig. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Give people disease.
That's
no
all
clue.
Guys game.
That's
no
really
clue.
Bad timing, dude.
I say it's perfect timing.
too soon.
Well, it's Jinx Tag. The one where you have little
what?
Purple clouds on you and you
oh,
go
yeah.
and grab people.
I've never seen that one. Yet.
You've never seen Jinx Tag?
I haven't
tag?
Seen that yet.
It's one of
I
my favorites.
I haven't seen that yet.
I survived an entire round of Jinx Tag without getting jinxed. Oh, boy. All
right.
I felt like...
Knock on wood.
next up, we got the Pink Murder Mountain. We talked about this one a bit during the podcast.
Isn't
Fall Mountain.
Yeah.
The last one.
Pink Murder Mountain.
Oh, is it the slime?
Slime climb?
Slime climb.
Climbing the slime.
Because, you know, You get murdered by fruit in Fall Mountain, but fruits aren't really capable of murder. But, like, people murder you in Slime Climb.
I will disagree on that. Fruits, you can die by fruit.
I mean, 300 people a year die from coconuts.
Especially if you're allergic, yeah.
Oh, no, like falling from trees.
Oh.
It happens, dude.
I have a funny story about something falling on me the other day. Like, a few weeks ago, I was going to Target to get groceries. And when I was coming back, I was at an intersection, right? And I was just waiting for the street sign to tell me to walk. And I was waiting there for a while. And then out of nowhere, a piece of a palm tree just bang, falls down, hits me on the shoulder. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I'm like, I ain't waiting anymore. So I just jaywalked.
Oh no.
Yeah.
The Florida God is telling you to watch your back.
Yeah, right? God.
Don't worry, you have right away here. It's okay. All right, next one. We got Shapes Aren't Forever. I like this one because it sounds like an album name.
Isn't that like the one where it's like, what's that? What was that show?
It's the pattern one where you like kind of walk in a pattern, but it doesn't always stay.
No. You're kind of getting the right idea.
It's like where blocks are coming at you and you got to like avoid them. Right?
I would say that's a good Shapes Are Forever. It's not the one I wrote down, but that's definitely Shapes. Oh, sorry. Shapes Aren't Forever. I don't know if I said
is
it
is that
right.
The hexagon one?
It's hexagon.
Oh, okay.
Because
it disappears
hexagon,
after.
Hexagon, Shapes Aren't Forever.
I didn't. Oh, my God. That's a good one. Is that intentional?
Yes.
Yeah. In the game? That's intentional?
Oh, the hexagon?
Yeah.
Yeah. They literally separate it like that.
Oh. That's funny. Okay, yep. Props to Fall Guys.
All right, next up we got Floor, No Floor.
You know, that's what I would think
it
hexagon
could also
would
be. Hexagon, but I think it was the one that I brought up. Like
Tiptoe.
Tiptoe.
Isn't that what with the wheels turning?
No, it's like...
You have an abyss to cross, but a lot of the platforms are simply fake, and you'll just fall through.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, I like that one.
Next up, massively mishandle babies.
Dags. Were you putting goals?
Yep, the egg game. Right. Yup. And then last one, hold your balls.
Soccer. Is it the soccer one?
Nope, because you got to hold them.
Hold them.
Hoarder is the one where you have to have the most balls in your zone. Mm. Although.
A head hunter.
Oh, is that where you like lead a giant ball down a straight path?
No. It's the one where you have to like push balls into your zone and keep them there.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, I've only seen that game once. Okay.
You know, the hold your balls level.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the game.
That's perfect.
See, I like the names. I like the names of the games most of the time. There's one that's DoorDash.
DoorDash is great.
Which is, you know, you're dashing through a door. And if your cosmetics are actual food, that's even funnier. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Razzle Dazzle. Please make sure you let us know what you think of this episode somewhere on the internet. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Razzle Dazzle Show. Every week, just about every other week, we'll have a chance for you guys to pick a topic for a future episode, you know? So look out for that. And yeah, make sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to us on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Practice your parkour.
If you don't subscribe on Spotify, you follow.
I am going to kill.
Who the hell is knocking on the door?